tonight. That's his third. And now back-to-back goals for Max King. And the Saints are back in front. And they're good. They're scary good, the Saints.
Well, they're fifth on the ladder, Scoop, but tantalisingly, they are equal fourth.
And who's that? The Saints?
The Saints.
Isn't this the Saints? We have to laugh about our industry sometimes, Jerry.
Seven wins, Lee. Three losses.
Wasn't long ago, at the end of last season, the sentiment, Lee, seemed to be, oh, well, the Saints had a really good crack, and it looks like they're just not going to get there, and we're going to have to start again, and the recruits haven't worked. Things change quickly in footy, Lee.
We've got to remind ourselves that footy's different every Monday.
Indeed,
it was the previous Monday, and next Monday it'll be different than it was last Monday because we're going to have another nine set of winners and losers. So, but they actually have got it together. But I think that what has made St Kilda good, I know we're going to speak to Brett Ratten shortly. I mean, whenever they've had Ryder and Marshall at the same time, that's been a real plus for them. And Max King's getting better by the week, you'd think.
Indeed, he is. The bloke who sees him closest than most is Brett Ratten, joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Brett.
Jared, how are you, mate?
I'm going pretty well. How are you feeling this Tuesday after a win? Lee says it changes every Monday. Well, it's probably the same Tuesday after a victory.
Exactly. I think, when you walk into a footy club, you know sort of what's happened on the weekend on that Monday morning. There's some, down faces or there's a big smile. So, the boys did a fantastic job. We didn't play our best footy, but to find a way and... Yeah, for us to maybe win a bit ugly and not be on our terms, and full credit to Adelaide, but it was really pleasing that we could find a way. And because you can't play your best every week, it doesn't mean you have to lose. But it was really pleasing that we did find a way to get that 4 points.
Evening, Rats. How do you go with that principle? It's often said that you'd want to walk into the club Monday morning and not really know whether we won or lost the previous weekend. And, it's a learning environment, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. How much you're able to generate that kind of situation?
It is. We try and keep our emotions pretty level. They say to do that, Lee. And as you know, it's not always possible. We sort of really focus just on the process and, yeah, probably on the weekend, we probably didn't get the first part of the game and the process right with the way we were playing. And then we sort of addressed that at halftime and the game changed a bit and away we went and we sort of got into gear and played some pretty decent footy but towards the end. But that's a challenge for any team. And for us, it's about sticking to the process.
Brett, well done on the season so far. You would have played with and against some of the game's great forwards. Tell me, when you're watching Max King right now, what are you thinking?
We watch Max really closely and we probably critique his game harder than anyone. But he's really improving. He's developing physically and mentally as a young man. But he's still improving. But what we see is how he can change a game of football. And sometimes it's not always him marking the ball, but some of those big contests that he creates to bring others into the game is really critical for us. And, his performance on the weekend and, to kick six straight, and it wasn't just the six straight, it was really at vital times that he did it, which, the team needed it. We were sort of trying to get some momentum, but then, he kicks a sort of 50-metre bomb and, 45-metre bomb on a 45-degree angle. They were big goals and at critical times. So, yeah, that's great leadership development for him to do that in a game and get his reward.
Can I ask you about the observations? A bit of a late bloomer on the other side, Jack Sinclair. He's 27 now. It seems like it's only the last couple of years he's really come under our notice. But, he's become a real weapon with his running and his kicking and his speed.
Yeah, it's sort of probably in my first year, Lee. I didn't play him. It was the COVID year where we all went to the hubs and that. And I actually didn't play him for the first half of that year. He had some things to work on. We spoke regularly about it. And then away he went. We watched one of the scratch matches they put together against Carlton. And he performed exceptionally well, got back in the team. And from that moment onwards, he hasn't looked back. And then his pre-season... he was outstanding. And then last year, he finished second in our best and fairest. And this year, he keeps growing. A lot of it's self-belief. He's gone and worked extremely hard on his game. But, he's really, believing in himself and his ability. And, he's developed into a very fine footballer.
Brett, can I ask you about the soft cap in your footy department? We had John Longmire on last night who I've got to admit, spoke pretty bleakly around how much the footy cuts...
He was flat, wasn't he?
Yeah, have hurt both him as a coach and also his footy department. How much more support do you feel you would need in the perfect world, or are things pretty balanced within the Saints footy department right now?
I think there's always room. I think we've just got to be careful of the workload, not just about the football coaches. It's about our football staff, you know, just to think of physios and you know, the fitness area, the doctors, welfare, all the department, all the areas across the department can get a bit stretched at times. And I think that's maybe the concern with the soft cap at times, that we've just got to be a bit careful we don't burn people out. And, you know, some of the good people of the game who have, you know, got great skill sets just leave the game because they are tired and probably you know, overworked and underpaid. So trying to get that balance is critical. And I think it's just not around the football coaches. I think it's the balance of all our areas in the football area.
And speaking about being burnt out, we've seen another guy who didn't work out for his first time as a coach in Michael Voss, doing good things at your former mob, the Blues. Is it a reminder to our industry, Brett, that just because it doesn't work out at the first club doesn't mean it won't at the second?
Yeah, I think it is a good reminder. I think it's around, I think people mature, develop, you know. I think, I don't know, I saw Michael at Icon Park on Sunday. He was there for the reserves, the same as us, and we just had a quick chat. But I know myself, I'm, you know, more level emotionally, more balanced as a person, and I think that helps your coaching. Yeah, I had a lot of energy as a young coach. You know, 36 I started, and I think Michael was about 34 or 35. So I think as you mature, you understand. And, you know, I was very fortunate to be involved with the Hawthorn Football Club with Clarko and some other, you know, coaches there that are now senior coaches in Bevo and Adam Simpson and Chris Fagan. I'm very fortunate. And I'd say Michael would talk about Ken Hinckley the same, as he, you know, learned under his tutelage.
You've got some selection issues coming up, Brett, which is fantastic for you. Hunter Clark, Dan Hannanbury, Jack Steele, all not playing. Obviously, Steele's going to be out for a period of time. But, gee, at the end of the year, if they're all available, it's a potent midfield and some good players are going to miss out.
Yeah, it is. Even this week, you know, Clark's performance at BFL level was fantastic. And Mitch Owens as well played extremely well. Ryan Burns was the sub and travelled back and had 30-odd possession, played really well. And Dan Butler was exceptional. So we've got players knocking on the door, which is great, and it's putting a lot of pressure. And, you know, we sat down as a match committee and, you know, we bounced a few names, and there's going to be some unlucky boys that miss out, but that's great to see because we haven't had that in the past. So we're really, striving to get better as a group. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting if, you know, when Steele gets back and the others as well.
One final one, Brett, and it's off Broadway in many respects, although Nick Rewald put it right in the middle of Broadway. But Sam Fisher is a great of the St Kilda Footy Club, as is Nick Rewald. And Nick was passionate in his plea to the AFL and the Players Association, and we've got to do more for guys leaving the industry. Where do you sit on this? You've been around for a long time. You've seen, as I have, people flourish, and unfortunately a small percentage of people go by the wayside, and some dramatically so. Are we doing enough to look after people post their careers?
You know, as a football club, we're working extremely hard. You know, Tony Brown, we've got Jared Jess, we've got Arnie Katrina Amon, that are really trying to help the players, the current players now. The great thing for our football club is the Danny Frawley Centre and what it does for, yeah, our present players, our past players moving forward, and the community as well. And hopefully with these things in place, we can reach out and support everybody, you know, the present players and the past players. But it is a challenge. It's hard to control everybody in life. But I know Tony Brown is constantly talking to past players and trying to support past players as much as he can. So yeah, it is a challenge. And, you know, our club, I think, with what Tony's doing and with the Danny Frawley Centre, I think we're trying to put something in place that we can maybe even go further and deeper into their, you know, their past football careers to try and help out and reach out just to see if they're all right.
Appreciate your thoughts on that particular aspect, Brett, but you've got a great platform to have a great assault on the finals. So thanks for your time tonight. Good luck for the weekend and for the rest of the season.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Brett Ratten there, the coach of the Saints, joining Jared and Lee.